All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this day. Certainly glad you are here. And if you are listening from Grace Lutheran in Des Moines, Washington, we say to you today, happy 65th birthday. Well done as the church on earth. And we say, keep going. What God has gotten started, God will bring to full completion in God's time. And God is always stirring in at work through the church on earth. So good work. Happy birthday to you. Well, on this day in time for this moment of motivation and reflection, I want to share with you just a few words from my doctoral dissertation way back now in 2005. It seems like an eon ago. I was participating in a program out of George Fox Seminary down in Portland, and it was a deeply impactful place for me with all kinds of wonderful people on that journey. Still friends today with so many of them, and the learnings that we shared together, deeply impactful. But in my dissertation, which I wrote on emotional intelligence and how that serves in ministry or impacts leadership in the church or people's lives as they seek to live out faith, both in the church and in the world, I wrote a chapter on courage and true missional living as a follower of Jesus. And yes, how courage is a necessary component of that. And to lead with courage doesn't always mean to just rise up and roar in your life. It oftentimes means a good, steady dose of vulnerability or humility in stating what we need to unlearn so that we can relearn or learn anew something else. And I took some of these words from Richard Bowles in his book, How to Find Your Mission in Life. And there's a moment of learning and a moment of unlearning with each of these. And so I want to share these with you today as a point of motivation and how you could apply these where you are. Number one, he says you need to unlearn the idea that our mission is primarily to keep busy doing something on earth. You're God's kid, you're God's people, you're God's church, and you just stay busy. You just do something. But that's our primary work. And you want to unlearn that so that you can learn that a person's mission is to keep the vision there that we are actually sent to learn how to be sons and daughters of God before anything else. That's our primary mission. How is it that we live as a son and daughter of God, a sibling of Christ? So not just staying busy, but focused in on that primary identity. Number two is you want to unlearn the idea everything about our mission has to be unique to us. You know, unless it's totally unique and totally mine, and that I've dreamt it, planned it, organized it, executed it, that it's not worth anything. You want to unlearn that. And instead, learn some parts of your mission on earth that it's shared with all human beings. And that we are sent here to bring more gratitude, kindness, forgiveness, and love into the world. Yes, our work is shared. And yes, we make contributions, and some of it's incredibly unique, but so often it was built up by those who you walked alongside or those who invested in you. And so we give thanks for that and then add to the gratitude, kindness, forgiveness, and love that the world needs. Next, we want to unlearn the idea, part of our mission, that it's just unique and that most truly ours and something our Creator just ordered us to do without any agreement from our spirit, mind, or heart. They got at this idea that you're sent to do X, Y, or Z, and that's it. And that your heart, your mind, your spirit doesn't have to agree with that. Remember, in the scriptures, so often God speaks a word into a person, and that person runs away, or they have to wrestle with angels. And even like Mary, after hearing that, probably wrestling in a prayer, but finally says, okay, I live to do your will, but there is an agreement. There is a way of being, of saying yes to what God is doing, but it takes your heart, mind, and spirit. Okay? And so learn instead there that God honors our free will and that God wants us to have some part in that choosing of what we will do with our life. Discernment's very important. Next, we want to unlearn the idea of our unique mission that it must consist of some achievement the whole world will see, and that everybody must know about it. And learn instead, just as a stone does not know the ripples that it causes, so neither do we for those who watch our lives, that they will always know that what we've achieved. Some stuff is just simply unknown. But that's the power also of story. When you sit with somebody and you begin to ask questions, tell me about you. What have you experienced? Where have you been? What have you done? How has God been at work? Those opening kinds of questions. And then to be able to really have the ears to listen. But knowing rarely will the whole world ever know what it is that God has been doing in and through our life. And then last here is to unlearn the idea that what we've accomplished is our doing and ours alone, again, ties in to saying, no, we want to learn not that I accomplished this, but we accomplished this. God and I working together. God and us working together. It's not as much about the individual, I, me, but we together accomplish this. It's amazing the joy that comes when you're part of a team that can say, we were able to do this. We were able to experience this. We were able to experience this with God and with each other. And I think it takes a lot of good courage, a steady courage, to be a lifelong learner. And to let go of some things so that God can speak anew and differently within us. And so on this Monday, what is God calling to unlearn? And what is God handing to us to learn? And how can we sharpen the saw together? All right, all right. Well, be blessed and be well. Be safe out there. Until next time, good day.